how's it going on the right side versus the left side? How big an adjustment is that?
It's an adjustment, but it's going well. Just chopping wood every day, trying to get better.
And what do you feel about the cohesiveness of the line with, you know, the different personnel and then kind of where you are and how that's coming together? Because obviously you all move as a unit.
I think it's going great. I think they brought in some great guys, Nate, Pat. I think it's Will. I think it's going great. I think that everybody's clicking and just trying to keep this going through the season.
Are you happy?
Yeah, I'm happy. Very happy.
You played left tackle for a lot of years. Was it tough when you got the phone call telling you we're bringing someone else in and we want you to move over?
Yeah, of course. But I love playing football, so it's whatever now, you know.
What's the biggest change between right and left?
Kick set, you know, you're pushing off your left instead of your right now. It's just, you know, it's with any position change, it's just getting used to it. It's muscle memory, I'm trying to get that muscle memory in it.
What's it been like to try and, I guess, kick that left tackle memories over to the right side?
Well, it's been going well so far. Having fun, and it's been great.
When Pat Shurmur first told us about the change, he expressed a lot of faith in you. He said he believed that injuries might have hurt you last year, and he thought you still could be a strong player. Does getting that kind of backing from the coach mean a lot to you?
Yeah, but in the day, I still got to go out there and do my job. So, yeah, it's great, but I'm still focused on doing what I have to do.
You came to the first day of OTAs, but you didn't come to that pre-draft minicamp. Mm-hmm. Something changed between then and those two dates that made you decide you wanted to be here?
I'm here now, and I'm having a great time.
Aaron, what's it been like for you to work with Nate Solder? Has he taught you anything new? Have you taught him anything new?
It's been cool. Just going every day, watching film, talking about what we see, and I try to go out there and perform.
How would you describe whatever the pressure level is on you, you know, this season, whether it just be one in a new role or just where you are in the length of time you've been here?
I think every player has a pressure to they want to perform at a certain level. I think that's the only kind of pressure you would kind of say, but at the end of the day, I just want to go out there and leave what I got on the field. I just want to play the best I can play.
It's just Eric, you played some high tackle earlier in your college career. Has anything like come back to your memory? Has it made it easier to make the transition?
I only played like the first four games of my freshman year because our right tackle, mm-hmm. it was a situation there. But other than that, I mostly played left, so I never really got a swing of really playing it. But I think I've gotten better each OTA.
This is the kind of year where the Giants have asked you to prove themselves because they didn't pick up the option and basically they moved you to the other side.
End of the day, they got to do what's best for the organization. I don't have any personal feelings about it. And for me, I want to prove myself every time I hit the field. I want to get better every year. And mainly, I just want to do it for myself. It's not to prove it to anybody else. I want to prove to myself that I can play at a certain level.
I guess the same goes for the rumors around the draft that you might get traded. Same kind of reaction?
What do you mean?
You said that, I guess, what was your reaction there to when you heard that the Giants might try to trade you?
Any player can get traded. So, I didn't get traded. I'm still here. So, I'm not even, haven't even thought about that.
How's the chemistry going with the new guys?
Like going great.
Patrick and...
Yeah, great guys.
Is the onus to prove yourself a little bit higher this year just because of all that's happened?
I've always wanted to prove to myself, but would you say it's higher? I don't think of it as higher. I'm not trying to overpressure myself. I just want to go out there. I want to play the best I can play.
Eric, you and Patrick both spent most of your careers on the left side. Mm-hmm. Do you work together closely on making that switch?
Yeah. We, you know, every day we do, you know, partner up during drills. After practice, we do extra stuff. We sit next to each other in the meeting room, and we're just trying to get it down packed.
Coach, how important is it to the offensive line to have that camaraderie on the field and off? Because there was some criticism that the line last year really didn't have that off the field.
It's very important to have chemistry on the field and off the field. I thought the line last year got along. I mean, unless you know something I don't. You know what I mean? I didn't see there was a problem.
I mean, it's important to socialize off the field.
Yeah. You're with each other all day. Meeting room, getting ready for practice, on the practice field. I mean, it's very important.
How would you describe your relationship with Coach Shermer? He's made it seem like you guys were in pretty...
Chris Shermer's a great coach, great person. I think we've had a great relationship, you know, since he's been here, and just looking forward to the season.
Is it exciting when you draft a guy like Barkley to...
Oh, yeah, very exciting. Very exciting. Had a stellar career in college. You know, strong, intelligent, could do it all. So it was just hopefully open some holes for him and get some yards.